TLG Music Group presents Saucy Talk Podcast. We back. A couple days after Christmas. Happy holidays to everybody. You know what I'm saying? We in this thing. You know what I mean? Lightweight illuminated. Shout out to everybody that's been tapping in with me. Shout outs to everybody that's been tapping in with me, like you know, as in punching them numbers and calling the motherfucker. But yeah, though, I'm just up on here. I mean some Stouffer's right now. Stouffer's lasagna. I just want to get up on here real quick and talk to y'all about a couple things. First thing I want to talk about is habits, having strong habits, building positive habits. Having a good support team behind you. A good supportive team. Make sure you're putting your foot forward in every situation. Putting your foot forward every motherfucking day. Every hour. You know, you do the things that you can do around the hourly clock, around a business hourly clock. You do your footwork and your homework while them businesses closed and you have a head start. This was good. Hey, Stouffer's, cut that check. But yeah, build these motherfucking habits up and quit ignoring, quit procrastinating, quit procrastinating. Just quit it. Quit procrastinating. Just handle that shit. It's going to build levels to your existence. Knock that shit down. Don't get to a spot where when you ignore shit because you don't know how deep in the hole you're going to fall in by procrastinating on things. I'm still working on that shit, procrastinating. The fear of the unknown and all that shit. Yeah, that shit is there, yeah. That shit gonna get to your motherfucking ass. But what you need to realize is just to knock that shit out before. Okay, if you need a restart, I understand. Take the time that you need to get that restart and get right back the fuck up and start over. Learn from your mistake. Use your beginner's brain for your next round. For your next season. For the next season to apply it. Apply it again. Take what you know from there and apply it to that. To your new shit. Apply it. Just try it and do it. Do it over. Keep doing it. You fail once. Do it again. You fail again. Do it again. Fail again. Do it again until you get it. And you're going to get it. It's just like that. It's just like that, though. It's just like that, you know. I need to knock down a couple things, you know what I'm saying? Procrastinating, looking at these bills and shit. Looked at one of them today. I knew that shit was, like, you know, I called up their client. And this shit gonna take a while for y'all to develop the calmness. It's gonna take y'all a while to develop it if y'all don't have it already. But y'all gonna have to develop the calmness. That's what I did. So now we're gonna see what it is, you feel me? Because it was a mistake. See, I used my calmness. You know what I mean? Didn't even tell my significance about the situation. Shout out to her. She's been a real help. Hold on real quick. But yeah, though. Practice the habits. You know what I mean? I got a book that I gave to my significant. She loves the book. She goes outside with the book. You know, she was staying in a hotel for like a month or something. Got her some reading material. Come to find out, the people at the desk clerk has the same book. She never heard of the book. So now she's really, really, truly intrigued. Now I just gave her this gem. And she see everybody else with it, you know? And she utilizes the book. She reads it. She gets it. I quiz her on it. She love that motherfucker, you know? And that's the connection that I've been looking for. A motherfucker that likes the same things as I. Does the same things as I. You feel me? Everybody gonna be on some, nigga, I thought this was the oomp, wamp, the N-Y-R-R-R-R-R-R-R. Bro, this is not what the fuck y'all thought. This is the Saucy Talk Podcast. And everything is everything, you feel me? It is what it is. It is what it motherfucking is. Y'all get the information, what the fuck y'all get. Y'all get what I give y'all, you feel me? For all you motherfuckers, no, this shit could just be a fucking story. You feel me? That's all y'all know. Just take it for what it is. It's a story. It's a lesson at the end of the story. In between, in the beginning, you know, all of the above. So just listen to it. Quit trying to analyze it and say you thought this was that. For one thing, if y'all looking for me to be y'all first, help y'all get y'all first fresh turnout. No, nigga, this is not it. This is not it. This is for motherfuckers that just like to pop their shit and roll their motherfucking joint. Eat they stove for lasagna, you feel me? Smoke they bongs, hit they vape pens. Smoke they puff bars, you feel me? All kind of shit, you feel me? This is what this is right here. You feel me? We're going to have different situations on different occasions. So for anybody to think that this is just a one narrow down path to things, we could talk about these things. That's why I introduced what the fuck we're going to talk about today. You feel me? You see what I do. I just touch on things that people, I feel like the worldly agendas, the worldly task that people don't put their emphasis and focus on enough. That's what I do. I bring them topics up. I bring them topics up. So, for anybody that's wondering what the Saucy Talk podcast is about, worldly motherfucking news, worldly fucking topics, worldly quotes, hashtags, all of the above. We're doing this shit unorthodox. I'm left-handed, so I'm unorthodox. Right? So y'all just got to pay attention, pay full attention to everything I'm saying. Build your fucking habits up. Stop procrastinating and build positive habits. Just build them shits. Just put your best foot forward. If you're struggling to read motherfucking books until your head hurt. That's what's going to happen. Your head's going to hurt. Your mind is filling up with information. Swell that motherfucker up. Until you can read that shit with no problem. It just flows. Just flow like a motherfucking river. Flow like a 4 ounce of activist in a fucking Sprite bottle. I know y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about now, right? The motherfucking 2 ounces of Tris and all that bullshit, right? Y'all know about that shit, right? But, yeah, I sound like an unk, huh? It's all good, though. But right now, though, I got three different flavors. I got the Georgia Pie Vape. What do they call this? Cannabis resin cartridge. I have a Georgia Pie cannabis resin cartridge. Gelati times Kush Mints. I forgot what the other ones was. I have a baklava resin cartridge. And the other one, I forgot, but that's the best tasting one. And it's gone already. Brought to you by Vibe Company and Connected. You feel me? Yeah, Connected got Vibe beat. Vibe, y'all days is numbered up in that motherfucker. I tell you, y'all ain't got shit up in there. Y'all motherfuckers is... y'all niggas, it ain't no warm feeling in that bitch when I get in there. Shit empty as fuck. No warm feeling. They don't want to talk to people. Dog, what happened to the common courtesy of, a cannabis dispensary? You know, what happened to that, right? What happened to the common courtesy of that shit? They don't even, you know, it's probably just Vibe. I got to remember which ones was better. Which is why I like going to better. It had to be Connected, but I need to go to some shit where they have a hell of this shit though, cause I'm in the stages of doing these vapes. I'm still smoking my Fonso leaf, my Grabber leaves and all that shit. Still doing that. But you know, and the strand of the week, with the last two strands I purchased. I got my last one, it's wedding cake right now. I'm like down to like two blunts, maybe even one blunt, a half ounce of wedding cake. I was blowing through that. This one gone, I'm sorry. That was a good one though. Do this one right here. Yeah. Yeah, so that's the main focus on what I was telling you about. Just make sure you focus on them. You feel me? It's going to help you. It's going to help you. Because the way I see it, this shit is fucked. The society, these youngsters and shit, all these niggas, 18, 19, all this shit. People in high school. Let's just start that. The motherfuckers is off. It's crazy. It's just a new generation. And I really can't say this shit is crazy. This shit is just, people are lazy. And you know what I think? You know what I think, though? I ain't never heard this before. And if somebody iterated it in a different way or even said it in the same fashion as me, it's cool. But this is, I'm stating it like this. So this shit gonna be dated on when I say it, though. Because I think I just figured some shit out about life. Now, it could be simple to you guys, but this is mind-blowing to me. I feel like everybody have a purpose, and the purpose of being here is to ricochet, counteract against each other. Like, okay, we all moving pieces to this puzzle. If we moving into the quote unquote right direction, or are moving in the direction where we feel is good, that's not pain in our body to do it. I feel like each part of us is catapulting the next person, or are we're like negative and positive switches with each other. We are, you know, if I make a dollar, I see four people, or I see three people, and I give them a quarter of my dollar, then they go buy something that's worth two quarters. They bring my dollar back. They use the quarters that they made. So they have a free quarter. They use their quarter to do it again and to do it again and to do it again. And appreciation value. And it helps everybody else. Like ping, ping, ping. If everybody do that, everybody's pinging off of everybody else. If you want to make a connection, you know, you might inspire somebody to be in a good mood to give a person a dollar that's in need or some money that's in need, you know, and it might just so happen to put somebody in the mind frame to do something positive with that money that they receive. Help somebody else. And then the shit can goes on. It's infinite. What can happen in a steady flow of righteousness, right? Everything pinging off each other. You know, paying it forward. I guess that's what it is, paying it forward method. You know, there's some good people out here in life, real good people. You know, as I get out of my bubble, I can honestly say, when I get out of my bubble, there are some good people out there, and it would be surprising. Keep a good attitude with people, they give your ass a good attitude back. Some people was just miserable with themselves. That's why they reflected on you. And I don't know how strong you gotta, you know, I don't know how strong you guys are right now or ever been, but it's gonna take y'all to get tougher. To see things laser sharp, focus. And that's some shit right there that I don't have to stutter about or get caught up in my words about. You know, my significance. My saucy significance told me that she liked the way I sound. She liked the way I, you know, my pronunciations and everything like that. And it's just the way I do things, you feel me? She loves all that shit. She likes the conversations I have with other females, that it could be friendly and still, you feel me, on some, you know what I'm saying? And keeping the business, you feel me? Keeping that shit business. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything ain't gotta be a flirt. I don't have to flirt. For one thing, though, I don't feel like I don't have to flirt. Either you fuck with me, either you fuck what I laid out, or you feel me. Flirting is out of here. You're trying to hear that from me, though. I hit that Georgia pie, and now I'm high in the sky. Yeah, handling business is always good. We standing on business and we handling business. Handling and standing. Handling and standing on business today. We handling and standing on business today, you feel me? Making major moves. Doing all the important shit to get this shit, you know. No more lollygagging. Put the foot, you know what I mean? Put your foot on the pedal. Pedal to the metal, let's go, you know. Mentality that just be in the zone. They're in the zone right now, so just in a motherfucking zone right now. That's it, and that's all. Like, that's why y'all haven't heard from me. Shout out to everybody. Y'all know y'all been looking at all my episodes. I've been seeing the ones y'all like. You know, but I feel like bless y'all with some more. Some more of this good shit, you feel me? This is an everything thing. This motherfucking fool, Mr. Beast, is getting real famous. Like, for what? I was trying to say no hate, I just see his name everywhere. Shout outs to Mr. Beast. But I've been hearing his name for a while before I'm starting to see, like, he's getting up there. He's on my motherfucking screensaver on my TV. So you gotta be making some kind of good fucking money, right? Yeah, so. So, So basically, handling and standing on business today. Pick up something and read it. Pick up some instructions or some shit. I pulled the instructions out from my vape pen. Almora. A 510 battery. 510 battery. 510 thread button. 510 thread button activated. Preheat function. That's the preheat function. Okay. Is that what this is for? Got a preheat function. Read the shit, right? This is the Georgia pie. Yo. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. We up in here, man. Shout out to y'all. My bad. and we about to roll some blunts though. Whatever's left. I need a sponsor. I need a weed sponsor. We could turn this shit all the way up. I'm telling y'all, y'all gonna love this shit. I'm telling y'all. Y'all need to hit me up and let me know what y'all like. You know what I'm saying? What's this shit y'all like, you feel me? It can get liver than this, you feel me? I got a lot of shit. I got shows lined up for y'all motherfuckers. Shows, you feel me? Live guests. Everything. Like, y'all just don't know the people that's been tapping in. Y'all know. Y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. Y'all get y'all people up, you feel me? We might do go viral, might go on YouTube. You feel me? The live Saucy Talk podcast, live. Might not. Might just keep it on here. Because if so, because I'm just going to be, I'm going to create it's going to be a whole different angle to this shit. A whole different shit. Because the goal is to live as sophisticated as hell. A sophisticated lifestyle. Super sophisticated. I just seen Busta Rhymes in a rare Rolls Royce Cullinan looking like Tiffany Blue. It fades into like some kind of charcoal black silver. Super sophisticated. Busta Rhymes, super sophisticated. It is on world with this shit. It is on world with this shit, though. He survived the test of time of this shit. From being hip hop. Created a lot of fucking chicken off that shit. He been doing this shit for a minute. Shout out Busta Rhymes, man. Doing this shit for a minute. That's just crazy that you could just, how you just. Enjoy your spoils. But hey, you feel me? Y'all got to get, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all gotta. New t-shirts, y'all gotta. Yeah, though. Y'all just need to focus. Why the fuck spam calling me at 6 o'clock? Y'all need to come with an official number. Y'all gonna be talking business. Because if any of the important numbers that I call today, that I call back, y'all say y'all call from a spam risk number, y'all niggas getting cussed the fuck out. Off first rip. Off first press. First press. I'm calling 6 o'clock in the afternoon and all that bullshit, you feel me? Trying to figure out shit. I'm leaving timestamps for y'all motherfucking asses and shit. I'm high as shit off this Georgia pie, though. You feel me? It is what it is, though. Yeah, we've been on this bitch since 32 minutes, and it's all good. Because I ain't talked to y'all in a while. Saucy Adventures with the Saucy Significance. Yeah. Super adventurous. I ain't talked to y'all since I went on a road trip, right? Went to Reinhardt Park, Napa, Vallejo, Pleasant Hill. All kind of shit, you feel me? A whole day excursion, you feel me? You feel me? Getting to it, you feel me? That was motherfucking peaceful. That was a fucking peaceful-ass motherfucking trip. Stopping that shit. Boom. Knowing all these active people, you know what I'm saying? That's just crazy. Just knowing all these active people, you feel me? The world is real big. Bigger than you motherfucking know. You know what I'm saying? Bigger than what you can perceive, whatever you can think. Like, you know, you meet all these people on a motherfucking road, you feel me? Different cities and shit like that. And, you know, it's just crazy if you just think, sit back and just think about that type of thing. Like how you can meet people, you know what I'm saying? All that.